Washington, trans-identified male cyclists win at women's bike race. By Paul Bois on July 24, 2024. Teams with trans-identified males on their roster won the top slots at the Mary Moore Grand Prix in Washington last week. Three trans-identified males were on the winner's podium at a race in Washington last week, marking the first time men won first, second, and third place in a women's race, reported Redux. At least three men participated in the female category during the women's Madison race, a high-speed, two-person relay. During the race, one partner from each team starts while the resting partner pedals slowly along the top of the track. Partners exchange positions by pulling even with each other and then relaying or slinging the incoming partner into the race. At least three Madison teams at the Grand Prix featured one female, and one male who identified as a woman. Women's rights advocates on X first identified three cyclists as trans-identified men. The Union Cycliste Internationale, UCI, previously ruled in July 2023 that transgenders cannot participate in women's cycling if they previously had gone through puberty, noting that lowering testosterone levels was not sufficient to completely eliminate the benefits of testosterone during puberty in men. Given the current state of scientific knowledge, it is also impossible to rule out the possibility that biomechanical factors such as the shape and arrangement of the bones in their limbs may constitute a lasting advantage for female transgender athletes, the statement read. David Lapershant, the president of UCI, said that the organization had the imperative to conclude that, given the current state of scientific knowledge does not guarantee such equality of opportunity between transgender female athletes and cisgender female participants, it was not possible, as a precautionary measure, to authorize the former to race in the female categories. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.